Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Game Closet Chats. I'm sitting here with the robot version of Bianca.
This is Bianca.
That's not true. You could never replace her.
It's true. I'm too cool.
Oh, you're super cool.
Intelligence.
Like you're the servers, you know, that keep them real cold so they run better. Oof. Yeah, super cool.
Okay, slipping that joke in there. Well, sure. The one you want to go with?
Yeah, I like those. Everybody else, I get nonstop comments about how much this little beginning part between us.
Really, I haven't seen any of these comments.
Oh.
Hmm.
Maybe does it count as a comment if I just write it down and read it
to yourself?
Yeah, then throw it away. Anyway, welcome back, everybody. We are continuing to rank the closet today.
Coming down to the end of it.
End of the year. End of 2020, hopefully with a vaccine, end of the pandemic.
And that would be
hopefully
in sight.
The end of all Christmases, no more of those.
The end of all Christmases?
No, not really.
Okay.
That was a lie. Good. I'm sorry, you caught me.
I better have my Christmas next year.
So we've got 1 week left in the year. We have three more of these episodes, so we'll be cranking out
the book story.
But yeah, I don't think we need to talk about that. So. Okay. Christmas is come and gone. We're very grateful to our
new
friends.
Year is coming up.
Got some new games.
Yes.
Bianca got me Shining.
Mm-hmm.
The Shining.
The Shining board game. Based off of the movie.
Gave that a go.
Based off of the book.
Yep. Based off of actually the movie.
What?
Very just as a little aside here, maybe. It's based off the movie, not the book specifically.
Oh, decided the book was. Or the movie was based off
the movie
book,
was so. Based on the book, but it's very murky now because they did things differently. So
yeah.
I wonder if that's a difference in like who owns IP stuff too, because maybe. Then there's the like Escape from the Overlook. Anyway, pretty good.
You got The Shining, and our friends gave us the
Liftoff to the Stars,
a Z-Man game.
Yeah, kind of space race game. So. Look forward to hearing about those, mm-hmm. if you will. And I guess, you know, 2.5-3 minutes in, let's just jump right into
All
it
right.
finally. Number 21 to 30 today.
Uh-huh.
So my 30 is, I think yours was relatively close last time, or maybe the time before. Dungeons & Dragons Attack Link.
It was within, yeah.
Pretty close to this one. So we talked a little bit about it then. This was the sort of second iteration of Attack Wing from WizKids. There was Star Trek,
mm-hmm.
and then this one. Andrew Parks, same sort of original designer from Star Trek, then moved over to this one. And yeah, I really enjoyed it. This was, we played with, you know, good friends, mm-hmm. and usually everyone very good sports, usually.
Yeah.
And... interesting scenarios. It's funny to me, this game ranks really high,
mm-hmm.
but I almost never would just say, hey, let's pull it out and play.
Yeah.
It would have to be, let's play one of the scenarios, one of mm-hmm. the organized play events. I think that's the one thing that I'm still looking for in the Minions game, is something that is supported well and has these organized play. Obviously, maybe not right now,
mm-hmm.
but that was the huge draw for me in Star Trek and D&D.
Yeah, we played... almost every
I played all
season,
of them.
Season, whatever they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The scenarios,
and I didn't play all of the D&D ones, but yeah. I felt it was, I thought they were kind of more interesting to me. And then obviously being kind of the second iteration, it was a little more tightened up on some of the
for sure.
metagaming.
Yeah,
which
they
appreciated.
Learned some lessons. They also kind of, and again, just my opinion, but went to the wrong direction a couple times,
mm-hmm.
with how they dealt with armor, and the ballista was kind of a thing, and I always liked taking the stand of, you will never see me bring it, I don't care how much it is in the meta. And anyway, really fun, really enjoyable. Mm-hmm. I thought the upgrades were great, the minis were great. We still use the minis in actual D&D games
mm-hmm.
that we play.
Yep.
So yeah, my number 30, D&D Attack Week.
Excellent. My number 30 is Pokemon, the trading card game.
Oh, okay.
Not necessarily a board game, but it lives within
the
realm.
Sure, it's a
game
in the closet.
A game from my childhood that I have so many cards of. And recently in the sort of Twitch culture, there has been a lot of box breaking of opening up old like base set Pokemon for editions, those kinds of things, and it just gave me some nostalgia for that. And looking through my old Pokemon cards I got when I was a kid, you know, back in the 90s, 2000s. So it's just high up there for me. I just have such strong ties to it, both in my childhood and just throughout life. And then you and I bonded over it. Mm-hmm. So it's my number 30.
Awesome. Yeah, I don't have a whole lot to say because I talked about it a couple weeks ago. So great. How about your 29?
My 29 is Sushi Go Party.
Okay.
I think I talked about this a little bit earlier, but I really like it. Sushi Go Party is... I really like Sushi Go Party, but we just never play it. We just don't have enough. I just feel like it's a little bit more fun with more people.
Yes.
And it we just don't game. Have big groups of people to play with. So, right. But I really enjoy the sort of upgraded style of Sushi Go Party has provided with the little menus and things. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's cute. You make the menu. I think that the new cards they've added and the new rules that those bring are really interesting. They really expanded on that idea of, like, dessert, which I think is fun.
Yeah.
Instead of just the... Is it pudding? Is that what?
I think it's pudding.
Or like flan?
It's been a while. It looks like flan. Maybe it's pudding. I can't remember. But
it's not... I don't know. It's in this, it's always funny that people... misunderstand how the dessert works of like, oh, I'm just not going to take any and then I don't have to worry about it. And it's like, no.
No.
Having none is still having the least. Yep. So, Sushi Go Party, definitely awesome. I don't know if I mentioned it when I had it, but you know who won the Sushi Go tournament when we were at a convention a couple years ago.
It was me. Came out on top.
Just had to cheat a little bit.
No. Slipping cards into your sleeves.
Never. My 29 is another little party game, very similar. Roll for it.
Yes.
So this is higher, I think, on my list. Yours already came out, I think.
No.
No, it didn't? Okay, so.
Because it's the next one.
Spoilers.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So Roll for It is...
I'm just going to talk about it.
It's just a nice, quick, fun, doesn't need a lot of setup, I think.
It's a tiny stack of cards and... Yeah. Six pairs of dice.
Literally fits in your pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. And I, every time we play it, think that it's a Kickstarter, but it's not. and I remember that it's not. But, I don't know. It's just so easy. And it's just like, you just got to match up the dice and kind of pushing your luck for how long you're going to stay on a card.
Definite push your luck.
And if somebody else gets it, then you're out of that card. So,
it's got the kinetic, you know, rolling the dice.
Love
it. If you've ever played Farkle or 10,000 or any of those kinds of dice games, you'll be sold on Roll for It for sure. So your 28
so much
then
so
was
that
roll
it's my 28 Roll for It, love
and
it.
My 28 then, we'll just skip right to it.
Mm-hmm.
Another dice game, but significantly on the other side of the spectrum, Role Player.
Yes. Yep.
So this game, boy, I'll tell you, if you want to just, like, start sweating from using brain power, this is one of those.
Oh, my god!
Putting the dice in the right way. And it's not even putting them initially. It's, like, planning out how you're going to... Because you can manipulate the dice once they've been used. And that's where the real game is. So it's all about manipulating the dice. I feel like... I know I've said this before, but it's the marketplace thing just doesn't do anything for me at all. But you can't really get rid of it.
No.
Because there's so much revolving around it. But it's like, there's like those sets of armor and stuff that come out that are virtually impossible that you're going to get more than one or two of those.
Yeah.
You're never going to get the set. And you
so
wipe
don't bank
the market.
On that. Yeah.
I dislike the market a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not a real big fan of the expansion, which is the Go and Hunt the Monsters. Like, it's fine. I'm okay with it.
I would honestly prefer that over the market.
Me too. Definitely.
Yeah.
But again, I could almost just throw all of that out, and it's just the dice manipulation of the player board in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like it. I think you talked about this already. It came up for you already.
Yeah, it was, well, yeah, because it gives me so much anxiety. and I have to plan like 30 steps in advance because it's like, I'm going to put this dice here so I can use this action to switch this dice over here in order for me to use this action. Yeah. And then when this row is filled, I can use that action. Oh, yeah, it just like, it gets to be convoluted in my head. So while I do very much enjoy it, dice are not my forte. but yeah, I do enjoy playing it though.
A lot of fun. Role player, highly recommend. So I think you should just say your 27 then.
Okay. Was that your 27?
No, it was my 28.
Oh, I'm odd.
Your 28 was the roll for it, so.
So my 27 is Fireball Island.
Wow. For being the one who really wanted it, me, it was like 50 ago or something on my
I
list.
Know, that's why I was like, you put it so low. You're just over it, but
I love the components. I'm not over it.
It feels like you are.
I just
are.
Don't know why I want to bring
you
it out,
don't
I
don't
want to
bring it out, but I'm like, this is so much fun. I don't know. It's like you're rolling marbles and flicking marbles, and you're trying to escape the lava and stuff. I don't know. I think it's fun.
I think I'm still suffering from like seeing the commercial as a kid and like watching the lava boulders fly out of the... And it's like we probably talked about even then of like the G.I. Joe... No one really has a jungle in their backyard, so it's never going to be like you want it to be.
I didn't have any of that, so I was like, this is just a cute, fun game, it and really is a I cute, really fun enjoy game. It. So, yeah.
God, the production quality on the game. Like,
that's fantastic.
Just the confidence they must have had to vacuum form the, like, two or three pieces that have to fit together perfectly. And they do.
Uh-huh.
And they it works. Okay, okay. My 27 is Stone Age.
Okay.
So I knew it would be up there, quote unquote.
Yeah, it was lower than this.
I don't remember you talking about it actually.
I talked about Stone Age,
but I mean, I guess either way, I could look it up. Oh, Stone Age number 31. Yeah. So it wasn't much lower for you.
No.
It's it is what it is. It's probably not the most innovative, it's probably not the funnest, it's probably not the most interesting, but it has such history for us.
And where it started.
Really, it's going back
one of the...
on the then and now for us, again, it's just fun. I enjoy it. Making the babies, making your farm, doing
being
all
caveman,
that stuff.
Being caveman, doing what cavemen do.
Chewing on rocks. So that's my 27, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so 26? My 26 is Star Realms.
Oh, nice.
So, small card game, deck building, again, one you could put in your pocket.
Literally, unless you have the expansions and everything.
Well, yeah, it got to the point where we have the whole deck, the card box with the mat.
I'm a little sad we don't have it anymore, but...
Yeah, we gave it to my nephew, right? I wonder if he still has it.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we can ask him next time we see him. But that was also very early for us, early deck building. We brought on the cruise.
Yeah, it came with us. It was a small box game that we took with us on our vacations. And would continue to do.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's my 26.
That was 26. My 26 is Tainted Grail.
Really?
Yes. I know we've had our Mice and Mystics history with it of restarting.
This is true.
It's getting almost to that point. But I kind of really like it. I like the stories that we...
Well, it hasn't come up on mine yet, so...
I know. My only problem with it is, like, the minis just don't really... I don't know. They're like, sure, I can bring out the guardians or whatever, but then it's like, you fight them and then they're gone. And then you gotta take them back out and you put them back... I don't know. The minis don't really do anything for me, honestly.
Well, there weren't any minis in the base game. Like, that whole...
Oh, was there not?
That whole miniature pack was an add-on. You just put the card out.
Oh, okay.
The only minis in the base game are the guardian or the foredweller.
Yeah.
And the characters. That's it.
Oh,
and the menu.
Oh, that's funny. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, they don't do anything for me now anyway. and the map is fiddly. Still waiting for the map.
So, okay.
That was my 26. So my 25.
But I'd like to say one thing.
Oh, okay.
We're going to get it back on the table after New Year.
Yes.
It is happening. And it's going to live on the table. We're going to play. We're going to make it a standing date. Because I really want to get through it.
I do too.
So, maybe more to say later today.
Okay. Well, maybe. My 25 is Super Motherload.
Wow.
I like Super Motherload a lot.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know. I feel like it's one of those games where I don't always think about it, like, to play.
Right.
But then, like, when we play it, I'm like, yeah, I really like Super Motherload. Like, I like this a lot. The, because you, like, have a deck of cards. It's, like, a limited deck, right? It's been a while since we've played.
It's not very big, yeah.
And it's, like, you can do bombs across this way. Or, like, you're upgrading because certain people do certain things.
Right.
Yeah. And then it's, like, getting the diamonds and the gold and, like, turning that in and, like, the mission stuff. So, I don't know. I just really like it.
Yeah, it's a deck builder where you're buying cards to mm-hmm. make your deck better. And the more of the same set, in this case colors, the better, quote-unquote, mm-hmm. your tunnel is. This was a lot lower on mine, and I think that given more thought, or if we played it more recently, it would have been higher.
Yeah.
I do.
It's one that we've like taken it. With us to, like, board game day. Like, mm-hmm. it comes with us when we go.
Yeah, it's not. It's not a huge footprint game.
It's really not.
You need a little bit of room, but
it's
not
just it's
a
long.
Lot. Yeah.
But then otherwise, people are, you just have a deck of cards in front of you.
Long, not time length.
No,
like actual measured
distance.
There's
three boards.
It's kind of a. Yeah, but I think you only have two out at the same time. So.
Oh, that's right. I think eventually the top goes away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whenever you put out a third board, you take away the top.
Yeah.
One. So there's only two. But yeah, great game. Super Motherload. Just kind of one of those random ones that.
Where did you even get it from? Yeah.
It was on a list of two-player games.
Oh, okay.
When I was looking for two-player games for us. And it really is a great two-player game.
Hell yeah.
Great more than two-player game. So.
You. Okay.
Sweet.
You're 25.
My 25 is Xenoshift.
Oh. I
don't think it's been out on yours yet.
It has not, but it's not far.
This is another deck builder. This is like
yep.
the deck builder.
One of the first.
Chunk. One of the first. Base defense.
We have a whole video on it, too.
A whole
I mean,
podcast. But
podcast
not a video.
On it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, Xenoshift. Boy, I still like it. We just played it recently. It is one of those games that you get your face smushed in sometimes.
Yep.
And unfortunately, like sometimes in a game like Pandemic or even Betrayal, it's like, oh, well, that sucked, but let's just play again. I rarely want to just play again.
Yeah, with Xenoshift, like, you can either just play a game with what you have or, like, you have to reset up. And mm-hmm. honestly, the storing of the cards bugs the crap out of me.
Yeah.
And I just don't want to deal with them after we've played.
Yeah, there's so many...
But
different
I,
things, and they're so tiny of decks.
Yeah, but like I love the art. I like the cooperative. You know, you're fighting the enemy together, and you can give someone, you can get a paratrooper, and they'll you know go down and help someone else, you know, someone will throw you a med kit. Like
yeah.
Yeah, all of that stuff, I really like. And then sometimes you just get screwed, and all of your guys die in like the first two cards. So it's just kind of yeah.
It's a rare win.
Yeah.
But always worth the ride. And so that was mine, 25.
Yep, so you're even.
My 24, The Castles of Mad King Ludwig.
Okay.
This game has like four or five other similarly named games.
Like a...
There's a lot of... For some reason, this theme is popular. Not expansions. Like, other games based on this castle in, I think, Austria.
Uh-huh.
That's just this huge, sprawling sight to see. And, yeah, apparently just magnificent. We've seen the outside pictures.
Yeah.
But it's a tile-laying game with restrictions on how the scoring works because of what you place where.
Mm-hmm.
Got some... dungeons, got mm-hmm. some boudoirs, and I don't think the expansion adds anything.
We've
I'm
played
not
with
a
the,
huge fan.
That's
it's
a
the
swan.
Moat.
Oh, the moat.
The moat.
That's right.
And the swans.
Yeah.
And the secret passages.
Yeah.
I don't know. The secret passages maybe add a little bit of flavor or something, but I think the base game for this is just great. It's the... Only
yeah.
one I can think of that's the I cut, you choose kind of thing. Like, I'm going to arrange them,
mm-hmm.
but you get a pick first or, yeah, pick first?
You buy last.
Buy last.
Yeah.
If you are the arranger.
And the money goes to you.
Yes.
So,
which is nice.
Yeah. And you're pressing your luck with, you know, how expensive or how cheap do I make something.
Right.
In case you want it. And then if you make it too expensive and no one buys anything, then you're not going to have enough money.
And it's usually... A little bit obvious. Or you'll have an idea of what the other person or people want.
Yeah.
So you can gauge it that way. Castles of Mad King Ludwig. top notch.
Yeah. What was that? That was
24.
24. Okay, so I haven't said my 24.
No.
Which is flick 'em up.
Okay.
High on my list.
You're allowed to be wrong every now and then.
I know it's not high on your list at all, but it's because it's very kinetic and I enjoy that.
Yeah.
So, and just setting it up is so cute.
Setting it up is fantastic. It's and the little cowboy tiny... guys and you like flip their hats and...
little town and then you get little shops little and things and barrels. Yeah, so yeah. I think it's a lot of fun. We've only been able to play it like 1.5 times. And have not played
that,
it since.
Like rim around this table. Now,
I know
that would be really good at keeping that disc in. So
yes.
Maybe a New Year's game. I feel
like last time.
I feel like we've decided that like there's like 90 games we're gonna play
yeah.
on New Year's with friends. So yeah, flick 'em up. It's fine. I got no hate on it.
Oh, I know.
I just don't.
It
doesn't get
your
to the
thing,
table.
So my that's okay. So my 23 is Pandemic Season 1. Silence.
Get out.
Silence.
23?
It is, but none of the other ones have come up so many times.
Pandemic Season 1.
Season 1 is number 23.
Who are you and what have you done with my wife? Really?
I was thinking about them, and it gives it a little bit away, I guess. But between Season 1 and Season 2, I think I enjoyed Season 2 more.
Well, apparently, because Season 1 is the first one that comes out
I
on
did,
your list.
I guess I did enjoy Season 1 a little bit more.
Wow.
And if I could, I would put Season 3 on here, or Season 0, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But we haven't actually finished it, but I am enjoying that. So
season
yeah, 1.
September or October is where we're at, so we're almost done.
We're almost done. I don't know.
Wow.
I really enjoyed it, but I think I enjoyed Season 2
not,
more.
Not judgment. Judgment is kidding. You know,
yeah.
But surprise.
Surprise.
For sure.
I know. I was like, dang, okay, it's not even in my top 20. But it's really close.
Yeah.
Like, it is not far away. And I think that's just because we actually had some more games come out. And I'm like, you know.
We actually even played it twice.
We played it twice. And not to say that doesn't, you know, like.
No, I.
Not
yeah.
mean anything. It's like, I really enjoyed it. But then, like. I'll say more when I get to Season 2, but it kind of just
okay.
upped the bar. So,
okay
that was my...
Season 1 in the 20s. Wow.
Yeah.
Everybody who's making their brackets, they just like, collapsed and they just lost a ton of money with the bookies who placed the bets
people
on, our,
betting
on our lists.
Okay,
so my 20 wherever we are.
Well, I said 24 and 23, so...
So this is my 23.
Mm-hmm.
Is Mysterium.
Oh, okay.
I'm 99% sure this is the highest family party-ish game.
Yeah.
But I do like it the most out of all of them. I think it's really fun to be the ghost. To give out those premonition cards is fun. I think that's an interesting twist. This suffers from the same thing that Dixit and Detective Club and all of them do, which is it's not always... Well, let me back that up and say... There's not enough time, like, in order to make, what am I trying to say? Blah, blah. For the game to be fun, it has to move at a certain pace.
Yes.
And so that means you can't examine every card as closely as you might want to,
mm-hmm.
especially if you're on the ghost side.
Well, you only get, what, a minute anyway?
Well, that's what I mean. The
yeah.
ghost has as much time as they want.
Yes.
But if you want to keep the game moving, so you can't really go through the cards in minute detail.
Mm-hmm.
And you also, on the other side of it, don't really have the time to, like, pour over every single card and
yeah.
look at every piece. So details get lost, and it's hard to make connections. But, boy, it's so weird how some in that game where it's like, yeah, you see how this has this, like, circle on it, and there's a button there. And for the people that both make that connection,
yeah,
really fun. Mysterium is yeah, obviously up there.
Up there. Yeah. Let's see. Mysterium, we played it at our wedding.
Yeah,
I ran
yeah.
a game during our wedding, mm-hmm. so I greatly enjoy it more than you do, apparently.
Apparently.
Which is okay.
Still pretty high, though,
still
pretty
for high.
This kind of game for
yes,
me.
Yes, definitely.
Okay. You're 23?
I already said my 23, so my 22 is Star Realms.
Wait, something's not... Oh, my 22. Well, you might as well say yours.
Oh, shoot.
That's fine. You're
okay.
22 is Star Realms.
Well, my 22 is Star Realms.
Okay.
Yeah, we've talked about it a little bit.
What's your favorite faction?
I...
Do you remember?
I don't remember all of them. I just remember that
I know which ones you hate.
I know.
The blobs.
The alien, whatever.
The green ones. Yes. The blob aliens.
They're so overpowered.
They are not.
Yes, they are.
So there's like the blob aliens, which are all about overwhelming with small numbers.
Yeah. And then an alliance. And then
which are the healing ones, really.
And then there's like a red faction that's like robots. It's been a while.
It's been a long time.
Well, I think it's been since we went on our cruise.
And I don't think so, because we got all of that extra stuff after that.
Oh, did we?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That was at a game night like 2 or 3 years ago.
Mm. But we haven't really played it since.
No. Yeah, we got so much stuff for it, and the playmat and everything, and then we just
We won like the mat, the like really fancy play box that like stores all of the
Star Realms play box.
Yeah, that stores all of the expansions, and then we got like a bunch of expansion packs and stuff. So, yeah, I really enjoy it.
I actually don't really care for a lot of the attempts to like expand it, like the like admirals or commanders or heroes or champions or something.
Oh, really?
The people, the gambits, I'm not really a fan of. The random events, I'm also not a big fan of. I think I just like this game with.
I just like the base
vanilla,
which was what we have pretty much always played. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, great game. Great game. My 22 is Pandemic. That's all. Just the base pandemic.
Yeah.
We gave ours away a while ago.
Mm-hmm, but it was in our collection for a very long time.
And really should get another one.
We should get another one. A fancy one.
Just a... I don't know. We don't really need... Like, we could get a fancy one and then just an off-the-shelf one.
Yeah.
Because there are times when we play with some people who are new or aren't game players or something. And Pandemic is such a good gateway game.
It really is.
If you do not have a visceral response while you're playing that game of butt clenching,
your heart rate doesn't increase when you're pulling the threat deck, then come on.
Last night we finished a game of Pandemic Season Zero, literally the last actions.
I know.
And we pulled all the cards.
Oh, yeah. Love it.
And that's not the first time that's happened. And that's... Mm-mm. Yeah, that's so satisfying
to play it
right to the edge. Pandemic, vanilla, regular, 22. Mine is Yoda, I am. 21, my love.
21?
Yeah.
My 21 is Death May Die.
It may.
I like Death May Die a lot. Not my top 20.
But there's 79 other games that are below it.
Exactly. So it's very high on my list. I really enjoy the character selection and all of the uniqueness of the different characters. Is there more coming? I can't remember now. No. Which is too bad, because like we've played through all of this. No, not all of them.
No, I think the only thing it really needs, and the one thing that I feel like it lacks, is more of those affliction, more of those traits. I don't remember exactly what they call
it. Oh, like the paranoia, that stuff.
There's only like 7 or 8 of those.
Yeah, and once you get it.
Which is weird. And when there's like 50 different characters. And it wouldn't be hard, I wouldn't think, to release a pack of new whatever those are called.
And I really wouldn't mind having like a storybook campaign with it. Like a book to follow sort of a thing.
Yeah.
And like the miniatures are amazing.
Yeah, I don't think even necessarily needing, like, a way to carry things over or stay leveled up or anything for a campaign. But a campaign in the sense of just, a unified story would be pretty cool.
Yeah. I really enjoyed Death May Die.
Okay. I will have more to say about that if you listen in. Yeah. Not today, but maybe next time, or maybe even in the top 10. Mm. Death May Die.
All right. Well, why don't you finish it up,
21. Boo. The Joy... A painting? No, The Art of Chill. Bob Ross.
Bob Ross, The Art of Chill.
21. Okay. He almost chilled his way into the top 20. Didn't quite make it. It's just, I don't know if this is across the board true, but I think it is. My top 20 are all significantly heavier than
Then this is the highest family game, right? This is a Target game, so...
Family game, but not lighter. Like party game. I consider Mysterium to be more of a party game.
Okay, yeah, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Bob Ross, again, we guess we need to do a whole episode just on Bob Ross.
We really should.
In the small print, footprint game.
He's in the small footprint episode.
Which, just a fantastic game, fantastic component quality.
All of the theming is fantastic.
The pictures are great, the theming is great. Everything works great. So, yep. Art of Chill, Bob Ross, my 21. Does all that right. do it all? What was your 21?
Death May Die.
Oh, that's right. Silly. That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. We're almost to the end.
Yeah. Top 20 is coming up.
Oh, my gosh.
This is going to be crazy.
It's weird to think of we've played all of these games. And
yeah,
and
and continue to play more. Yeah. Just two brand new games just
yesterday.
Two new
games
so.
And still more games to come. So yeah,
they're coming down the pipe. So keep listening, everybody. Breaking into the top 20 next time. So hope your holidays have gone well and you're looking forward to the new year. And I guess we'll see you in a couple of days. So until then, I'm Adam.
And I'm Bianca.
And this has been Game Closet Chats. Thanks for listening, everybody.